Today's shir of Bishop Riyami on this beautiful Heilige, Lichtige, Chanukah. And it's a beautiful day here. And we're all from Yeshiva, so we're recording here with Saba in the Ramat Beit Shemesh. Beautiful view of Gush and Chevron straight out the window. Yerushalayim to the left. And here we go, Sif Beis. We're continuing the halachos of the Isser of Hashmas Kol. Those isurim that relate to making noise with instruments and musical sounding noises, even without instruments. We're up to Sif Beis. Yesh matirim loymar le'ina Yehudi le'nagein b'chlei shir b'chupos. There are some that poskim that actually allow instructing a non-Jew to play music at a chuppah on Shabbos. Assuming they had a chuppah on Shabbos, I guess they used to do that in the old days. And the Rama adds, "V'afilu lo malin Yehudi l'takein hakli shir shari." He says it's even mutter. The Rama says to actually instruct a non-Jew to actually repair an instrument to the mechabe lekavod chasan lekala mishum kavod chasan lekala aval b'lav hachi aser, but otherwise. It is usher. And then he goes on, Umiyu Batmanazen, Nagu Lahakel, Mitam Shizbar, Besimach Achaze, Linyan Tipuach, Virikud. He says, nowadays we are makel based on what we're going to see later on in the next Siman regarding clapping and dancing. So let's see what's going on over here. The Mishnah Brura in Sikkot Nuches explains this heter to tell a non Jew to go ahead and play an instrument at a chuppah. The Isser Hashma is called B'chlei Shir, because the Isser of making noise with musical instruments, Eino Ella Isser D'Rabbanon. Playing musical instruments is only an Isser D'Rabbanon. Gzei Hashem Yisakin Klei Shir. Maybe you'll come and you'll fix a Klei Shir, which is the Malacha of Maka V'Patish. You'll come and fix the musical instrument. V'Amira Le'Eino Yehudi Gamkein and Amira La'akum. Instructing a non-Jew, Gam Kain. Eino Ella Issa D'Rabbanon. So Amir Ella Akum is also only an Issa D'Rabbanon. So you have what's called the Havi Shvus to Shvus. This is a Shvus and a Shvus, and we learned earlier, B'makom Mitzvah He. And we learned earlier that if it's in B'makom Mitzvah, which is over here, Te'ein Simchas Chasam V'Kala Ella B'Chleishir, because being Mesameach Chasam V'Kala, part of the core Simchas Chasam V'Kala is to have musical instruments at a wedding. Vishari, therefore, they permitted going ahead and having a non-Jew play music at a chuppah on Shabbos. K'nei mele'el v'simen shen zayin siv hey ayin sham. Shvus to shvus v'makay mitzvah. V'yesh mekayma shenagu l'hachmir v'zeh. The Mishnah Berurah now says there are places that are machmir. Im lo she'echinu l'zeh me'er v'shabbos v'lo yomar lo b'shabbos klum. There are those, however, that places that are machmir and require going ahead and instructing the non-Jew before Shabbos, or to allow them to play, only if they, as he says, showed up, right? O Shabbat me'atzmo le'nagein. Or also, if they didn't tell him on Shabbos anything, and the non-Jew just stam came and played, they allowed that. But not, these machmirim do not allow an instruction on Shabbos to instruct them actually on Shabbos to come and play for them at their wedding. But the Mekilin here, the Yesh Matirim, allow it even on Shabbos to instruct a non-Jew to play the music for the Chasam V'Kala at the Chuppah. Sivkatam Tes, and the Ramah had said, even telling a non-Jew to actually go and fix a kli, let's say the guitar needs to be fixed, you can tell him to go do that. Sphere late, the Sivchas Chasam V'Kala, Adif Yoyser Misham Mishar Stam Dvar Mitzvah. This opinion holds that you have to understand to actually be misaking the cliche, that's a doraisa, that's makom patish. And if that's the case, it's not going to be a shvus to shvus. So therefore, comes to Mr. Buri, he says this opinion holds that simchas chasam v'kala is a not just a stam mitzvah. Therefore, alkein mutter hamira. Therefore, the amira la'akum is allowed afilu b'tikin a cliche, even to actually go and have them fix the instrument. To whom Malacha Dairaisa, which is Malacha Dairaisa of Makabatish. The Bayer Agra Kasa, the Deazus Savra, Kedas Hametirin Le'el Bereish Ayin Vav Siv Beis. The Gra says no. The Gra says this is not a special heter of a super duper mitzvah, and therefore they allow just an Amir La'akum on a Doraisa because it's a Chosh of a mitzvah. He says this opinion here is going with the opinion earlier Le'el in Reish Ayin Vav Siv Beis that allows Malacha Doraisa Yidei Ani Yudi L'Tarach Mitzvah. If you remember, there was an opinion that allowed a Malacha Doraisa to be instructed, that you could instruct a non-Jew to do actually a Malacha Doraisa if it's a Tzorech Mitzvah. And therefore, in Cain, would be done. Therefore, if you go with the Gra, there's no Heter, then you would not be able to paskin like this Ramah and say that we can have a non-Jew fix the instrument because would be done the Sovereign La'alacha Kedas Rov HaPoskin, since we hold like the Rov HaPoskin, She'osrin, that do not allow one to go ahead and instruct a non-Jew to do a malacha d'oraisa for a mitzvah, so gam b'zeh asur. So let's just sum up what we just saw. See, what happens here is this Ramah seems to be allowing, he seems to be allowing even a tikkun klishir mamish, which is a d'oraisa. And the problem is, we just said the heter, to have the non-Jew go ahead and play an instrument on Shabbos at the chuppah is because it's a shvus to shvus to makom mitzvah. But to actually fix the instrument, that would be not a shvus to shvus, because the non-Jew, there's only one shvus, would be doing a malacha d'oraisa. So the first opinion here in the Mishnah Brura says that this opinion possibly may be able to be relied on, even according to us, who say that you can't instruct a non-Jew to do a malacha d'oraisa. Here it would be different because this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. So even though you can't ordinarily instruct a non-Jew to do a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah that's a malacha d'oraisa, here this mitzvah is of a greater magnitude, and therefore you can even do a mitzvah that's a malacha d'oraisa, namely the mitzvah of chuppah chasam, simchas chasam v'kala. The Gra does not like this. The Gra says, no, this is just going according to those opinions that we don't hold like. The opinion back in Reish Ayin Vav that said that you can do a mira la'akum, and you can instruct a non-Jew to even do a malacha d'oraisa for a mitzvah, that was an opinion we had earlier. That's what this Ramah is going with, and therefore it cannot be relied on because we don't rely on that opinion. We don't hold that a non-Jew could be told to do a malacha d'oraisa for a mitzvah. Continuing on in the Mishnah Brura, b'lav hachi aser. What does this mean? It means b'shar simcha shel mitzvah, meaning in other simcha shel mitzvah kagon b'sudas mila o b'simchas Torah, other types of simcha, like the Suda of the Mila, or the Suda of the Simchas Torah, it's usher to tell the non-Jew, Lein Yodi, even Lenagin, even to go ahead and play the instruments. In Lo Shabbayim Ne'atzman, O She'echinu Osam Erev Shabbos. If not, unless you had a scenario where they just came and played, and you could let them play on Simchas Torah, or at a Suda's Mila on Shabbos, or She'echinu Osam Me'erev Shabbos, or if you told them before Shabbos to come and play, then it would be allowed for them to play, because then it would be that the instruction was before Shabbos, and then they could play for these other mitzvahs. Ayin b'shut mahari chelik aleph simin nuntes she'osel l'nagim b'minim v'ugav b'shas ha'tfila al yedei ein yehudi. So here's a major shut the mahari. What about, based on this, hiring a non-Jew to go ahead and play instruments and play the organ during davening on Shabbos, like the Reform. And this was back then, you know, the early Reform, right? That's what they wanted to institute, like the Goyim, to have a nice organ played on Shabbos. It's the Tzarech Mitzvah. So maybe it should be allowed, especially if you hire them before Shabbos. So you're not directing them to do it on Shabbos. So why shouldn't this be allowed? So the Shud Ma'ari, he asks it. Check out the Chasim Sofer, famous tshuva, where he brings a virayos lesor af bechol. He brings proofs to aser even during the week, to go ahead and play an organ in a shul b'shas hatfila, even during the week, or proper Shabbos, and he says, and for sure, Shabbos ain shum heter. Umiyu, continuing on in the Ramah, Bismanazeh Nakul Nagu Lahakel Mitam Shizbar Basim Shahazel in Tipuach Rikud. So he ends off by saying, we're makil nowadays. So what is he talking about? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yunalef. Nagul hakal ratzulomar ha'amira l'nagein b'shar simcha shal mitzvah. He says, telling a non-Jew to go ahead and play for other simcha shal mitzvah, he says, we're makil. Uv'levush mashra da'aser ki'im b'schibchas chasam v'kala. However, the levush says, no, it's only for a simchas chasam v'kala, not like the end of this Ramah, like Eliya Rabba. And the Ramah had said we could be makil based on the heter of tipuach v'rikud perish. Kevan d'midina yesh omrim d'habilam l'mishri l'nagein b'zmanein l'b'chay shir. He says, since Medina, there are those that say that nowadays you're allowed to go ahead and play instruments. They don't be keen by CSN because we're not the key in making. There are opinions that hold. We're not the key. We don't know how to go ahead and actually fix instruments. The Lekha, the Migzar Shem Yisakin, and there's no reason to go ahead and be goes there that someone's going to go and fix an instrument. Therefore, for sure, even though we don't rely on those opinions by actual instruments, maybe we're making when it comes to clapping and dancing and things like that. Ha'amira, right? That's what Tipuach Harikud is, clapping and dancing. Might be makeable for that. Bizman Azeh, according to some. But even those that are not makeable, even if you're not makeable for these, for clapping, dancing, or for sure, not makeable when it comes to playing with instruments. But according to the opinion, Amir la'akum, telling a non-Jew to play, that would be allowed. And that's what he means based on this heter of Tipuach v'Rikud. We'll see later on those that are makel there by clapping and dancing on Shabbos. However, Magen Avraham says that for sure, though, it's going to be usher to go ahead and actually have the non-Jew fix a instrument on Shabbos, vafilu, and even mishum kvod chasav v'kala. So this heter that the Ramah had for a non-Jew fixing a clay shear for a chasav v'kala, that he says one should not rely on those opinions, and especially if you remember the Gra had said that there's no basis at all for the heter because this opinion was going with the shita that stam you could do malacha d'oraisa for a mitzvah, which we do not hold like. So just to zero in on a little more halacha l'maisa here, so we have just seen that a non-Jew, for sure, cannot be asked to play music on Shabbos for a regular mitzvah, like Sheva Brachas, Bismila, or Simchas Torah. But in those scenarios, if a non-Jew begins to play on his own, he doesn't need to be stopped. Or even if you went ahead and told him before Shabbos, it might be okay as well. Now, we saw also that When it comes to a chuppah, though, so we have the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah goes even further, that there are some that allow non-Jews to actually play music and be instructed to play music for a, let's say, a Friday night chuppah. And we saw that the Ramah said some even allow the non-Jews to fix their clay shear because of the chashivas, to fix their instruments, even though it's a d'oraisa, because of the great chashivas of a chuppah and the music accompaniment to a chuppah. However, it's pointed out in Dirshu that it has already become the accepted minug to discontinue any of these practices with respect to even a chuppah. And regardless of the chuppah heter, which, you know, might have a heter, but our minhag is not to do it. The Achronim, the Chasam Sofer specifically, brought down the Mishnah Berurah here. The Chasam Sofer, they write very disparagingly about the Reform movement's minhag of having the organ played on Shabbos during the davening. Many reasons are given as to why this should be discontinued. And they say even during the week, because music is a distraction from the tefillah, and one of the most famous reasons that Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring up, but this is what's brought down, is that it mimics the practices of non-Jews, famous site of the Chasam Sofer, Chadash Asav in HaTorah, ritual practices that you are now initiating into communities are frowned upon and viewed as very, very problematic, especially when they're mimicking the practices of the Goyim, which had their organs in their churches, etc. We move on to Sif Gimel. Zugamish Kashkesh, a Zugamish Kashkesh, a bell which chimes every hour, L'shaos Asui Al Yedei Mishkalois, so it chimes every hour by weights. Mutter La'archo L'achino Be'od Yom K'dei She'yelech V'yikashkesh Kol HaShabbos. So such a bell that chimes every hour by weights can be set up before Shabbos, can be set in motion before Shabbos, so that it should chime on Shabbos. Comes the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katon Yud Gimel, Zug HaMekashkesh L'shaos. So you have this bell that chimes every hour, done by the weights. Rotzal Omar, Mora HaSharos, Shekorin Zeger. This is otherwise known as a clock or a watch. It's called the Zeger. Shasui Lashmiya Kol Ladi HaShavs. So this clock, okay, is set up to make noise at a certain time, at a certain hour, on the hour, or as an alarm clock. You have an alarm clock that goes off at different times. And he says, you're allowed to set up an alarm clock that goes off with this noise on Shabbos. Mutar l'archo, hani lo chayshinin k'sheyishmu kolo yachshadu she'arichu b'Shabbos. So you're not concerned that of Maris Ayin, because everyone knows that it is set up, that it is set up before Shabbos. Right? Everyone knows that the nature of these types of alarm clocks were set up, and I used to be set up before Shabbos, so there's no one who even thinks, and it's not even a Maris Ayin, of Hashma's call of making noise and sound with an instrument on Shabbos, which would be awesome. You're not allowed to go ahead and make noises with the instrument itself on Shabbos, even if it's not musical. Ulachinom miba'od yom, and you can set it up before Shabbos. Aval b'Shabbos, lo miba'idim amad de'asar lachino she'yelech afilu rak bininua chut habarzel she'misnaneya. On Shabbos, not only when the clock stopped altogether, is it also to restart the clock, even if that involves nothing more than pushing the pendulum? Why? Since yesh b'zeh iser Torah l'kama poskim da'avi b'chlal tikun mana. Because according to many poskim, restarting the clock is also min ha'Torah. It's malacha d'oraisa under the category of misakei mana makav patish. Then he goes on. He says, it's usher to just pull the weight of a mechanical clock on Shabbos, even while the clock is running. In lo letzorech chole, Hatzorech l'kach. Even while the clock is running, it doesn't stop. You can only allow such activity for a chole who would require you to go ahead and pull the weight of this mechanical clock on Shabbos. He goes on, right? In lo letzorech chole hatzorech l'kach yesh lahatir lahariho. Ba'odo holech, you would be able to go ahead and set it while it's still going. Im bekoshi limso eina Yehudi, if you can't find a non-Jew to go ahead and do it. Valyde eina Yehudi leishi lahatir laricho l'tzorech chola afilu kishenifzak hiducho. He says, a non-Jew, one could have a non-Jew even set it up for a chola, even when the clock has totally stopped and is not functional. Da'od, and he says, you should know also, the osan morei shalu shekorin tashin or sheragel levam gishomei v'nisak mehilucho hu menano b'mitzas v'chozer lilucho tzarech lizar shalano b'shabbos. He says, you should also be careful that those clocks that only require a nudge when they stop cannot be nudged on Shabbos, to restart them. So that's the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Tezvav. Now, the post can discuss what about wearing an automatic or self-winding watch on Shabbos. So an automatic or self-winding watch is a mechanical watch where the mainspring is wound automatically as a result of natural motion of the wearer's arm to provide energy to run the watch. And therefore, you do not require any manual winding to keep the watch going. So, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Paschal, if a watch stopped working, it is usher to put it on so that it would wind and restart. However, the watch is running, he paskins, then it is permitted to wear it, even though in the process, the person winds the watch. And his svara is that while it is running, it's not considered broken, so that wearing it would be viewed as fixing the watch. All he's doing is extending the amount of time the watch will continue to run, and you do not have here tikkun mana, constructing a kli, because this is not viewed as construction of a kli, because it is not something that requires an uman, and therefore it's not viewed as construction. The Shevet HaLevi is more machmir, and he only allows wearing a self-winding watch if it had enough wine to continue running until after Shabbos, even if he did not wear the watch altogether. In such a circumstance, the winding would then be categorized as a psik resha de lo nichale, and that's why he holds it would be mutter. So just to sum up again, the Kor Halacha brought down in Tesvav by the Mishnah Brura, in the case you weren't following that, he basically says that on Shabbos, not only when the clock stopped altogether, is it usa to restart the clock, even if it involves nothing more than just pushing the pendulum, many poskim view this as a restarting of the clock, which would be usa min haTorah of based on tikkun mana. However, they say as well, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's usa to pull the weight of a mechanical clock on Shabbos, even when the clock is running. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah said that clocks that require a nudge, just a nudge when they stop, cannot be nudged on Shabbos to actually restart them when they stop.